This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Continental Extreme Contact DWS 06 Plus. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Tuesday. Phone calls have been great. Heard from the Kansas City Chiefs. Also, Josh McDaniels, head coach of the Raiders. What happened last night? Eli Manning stopped by. We talked about what it's like to play quarterback now, more importantly, what it's like to play defense now, and how difficult it is. Here's Troy Aikman last night with Joe Buck talking about what they viewed as a bad call on Chris Jones.
I mean, at some point you have to be realistic with where the defensive player, what's he supposed to do, disappear? I mean, he's there. The ball comes out. The ball's in his gut. I don't know where he's supposed to go.
Yeah, I don't think they asked that question as officials, but I just think it's a bad call.
Yeah, it is a bad call because he does put his hand down to almost brace the fall, and he has the football. If you're going to have targeting in college football, and at least you have replay, because what's at stake? You could eject a player. This, you're not ejecting a player. You just need to get the call right. And how big are these plays? The play with the Buccaneers and the Falcons. That's a big play. That game last night, that play is a big play. And it's unfortunate because if you're a defensive player, okay, here's an analogy, and maybe it's crazy. Let's say I tell Usain Bolt, when you get to 110 meters, you must stop completely. So you run as fast as you can for 100 meters, and then you stop. And that's it. That's what we're doing to these defensive linemen, these edge rushers. You run as fast as you can, you're going to get there. And then when you get there, then you hold him, cradle him, hug him. We should just have, you know, a stat called hugs. Because Max Crosby, he had a hug last night. And, you know, we laughed at the Pro Bowl because everybody was hugging one another. That's what is happening right now at that position. Yes, Eden.
But don't the plays like that, the hugs that you're calling them, happen every game, every week? Now all of a sudden, because the NFL is cracking down on like roughing plays or overcalling them,
we're going to get more of those.
It's an issue. They happen all the time.
It's going to be an issue. What if a quarterback gets loose? And it's going to happen. It's happened before. That's the bigger concern here. And there was going to be an overreaction. I think it's even more of an overreaction than we thought. But I was given a heads up last week. Get ready. There's going to be an overreaction here. Now this is where we are with the game. And as a quarterback, I think there's part of you that's like, I don't know, man. This is not a good look here. I just think you got to be careful when you change something. How extreme is this? And you can go back through history in sports where we've changed rules. Buster Posey, catcher with the Giants, got his leg broken at home plate. You can't go out of your way. You can't try to hook slide. You know, Calvin Johnson changed the NFL. Complete the process. You know, can the ground cause a fumble? Like these are all things that happen based off one big play. And that's what happened with Tua. Should they have reacted correctly in the moment there and we wouldn't be in this position? Yes, in my opinion. Absolutely. Here's Chris Jones on what's he supposed to do trying to sack Derek Carr.
That's a momentum shift in a game that could have affected us.
Did you get an explanation?
There's no need for an explanation, okay? So what I'm going to go to him and say, how should I tackle? How should I not roll on him? I'm trying my best. I'm 325 pounds, okay? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? I'm running full speed trying to get the quarterback. I hit the ball. What do you want me to do? I brace my hands. So I think it's like taking the initiative to extend to look at roughing the passers now as a league, you know, like they did pass interference a couple years back, where we can view the pass interference. I think that's now the next level we're going to have to take as a league for all these roughing the passers.
Yeah, I agree that if you're going to have this and you're going to call it this way, then at least be fair to the defender. And it's rare that we've been fair to the defender in the last 25 years. At least be fair. The other part of the game last night, you know, the Raiders going for two. And I thought, okay, you want to try to take the lead, put a little more pressure on Patrick Mahomes. Kansas City was, the offense was clicking a little bit more. And you're thinking, all right, let's have a lead and hold on for dear life in the final 4:30. My point in the moment was, I wouldn't have gone for two. That if you kick the field goal and it's tied, okay, you're going to lose on a field goal no matter what. If you're up by one or it's tied, Kansas City is going to go down and kick a field goal. But at least 30 to 30, now I've got overtime that could be in play there. I've taken overtime out of it. And if I don't get it, now I'm dead. Because now it's, what, three first downs for Mahomes, and then that's the ball game there. Here's Josh McDaniels, the Raiders head coach, on going for two.
We had a play that we felt really good about. We thought we would get a look that gave us a shot at it for sure. We had a chance. We had a fair fight at it. You know, they played it a little bit better than we did and gave ourselves an opportunity to take the lead there and, you know, and then maybe put a little extra pressure on them when they had the ball. You know, nothing more, nothing less. Just trying to be aggressive, trying to win the game.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Make sure you go to the website. A lot of great things there at danpatrick.com. This weekend from Philadelphia, the Premier League mornings. Live from Philly, the Fan Fest there. And live from London, Harry Kane leads Tottenham against Everton. That's Premier League mornings live Saturday, 12:30 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. This just in from TMZ. There was a photographer shoved to the ground by Davante Adams after the game. And he has officially filed a police report against Davante Adams, TMZ Sports has learned. Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, the man claims he was victim of assault. He did say he suffered injuries, non-life-threatening. He was transported to the hospital after the game for treatment or to be looked at.
Okay. Paulie and Marvin have both worked on the sidelines in football games. Marvin, you know, you've done sound, you've run cable there. What are you told in a situation like that at the end of the first half or the end of a game?
So when you're working it, you always make sure the players, no matter what, they always have the right of way, almost like traffic. They have the right of way. So move out of the way. And so the guy was holding what looked like when you have the end zone camera guy, it looks like he was holding the stand for that. That could have waited. The guy holding it would have completely understood. I wait until everybody comes off of the field or, you know, goes out for the entrance or whatever. And on top of that, Davante, that was a tough end to the game for him. So I don't excuse it, but I understood it.
Yes, Eden.
The main video that people keep showing, it looks like Devontae Adams just walks up to a random guy and shoves him. But when you watch it from a million other angles, it's very clear that he's walking and some dude just runs out in front of him and he pushes him. I'm not saying that it's the right thing to do, but it makes a little bit more sense when you see how quickly the guy got right on top of him. That, yeah, maybe he pushed him. I mean, he's wearing a helmet. He probably didn't see him. And then all of a sudden there's a dude right in front of him and he pushed him. It's not nearly as egregious as it's being made out to be.
Devontae did apologize, reached out on social media, and you have sound there, Marvin?
Before I answer anything else, I want to apologize to the guy. I've seen some guy running off the field, and he ran, jumped in front of me. They're coming off the field, and I bumped into him and kind of pushed him, and that thing ended up on the ground. So I want to say sorry to him for that, because that was just frustration mixed with him running and literally just running in front of me, and that was shouldn't have responded that way, but that's how I initially responded, so I want to apologize to him for that.
All right. You know, it happened quickly, and usually you stand to the side of the tunnels there and you let the players go up, and I don't know how experienced this man was in what he was doing, but got in the way of Devontae Adams. Still does not excuse him for pushing him to the ground, but understanding the timing of that, how quickly that happens, he runs in front of Devontae Adams, and then Adams pushes him. Yes, Mark.
And on top of that, his position just screamed, this is my first time or second time doing this, because he was the guy holding the stick mic. Working those, the guy who just, his uncle is the producer.
Yes.
You know,
yeah, what Marvin's saying is like it's an entry-level position, running cable, running equipment. I did that. And like Marvin said, it's right away. If you see players coming in or out, you may get trampled. That said, you know, he crossed in front of the player's path, which happens, but you're definitely, you don't have the right away. And then he got a push. He got a little shove and went to the ground.
Yeah, I saw it more than that. You know, I know it's a split-second reaction. You're not supposed to be there. You pushed him. You're upset. And, he just kept moving. So, I mean, he's going to be fined by the NFL. And then I don't know if this lawsuit has any legs to it, but, you know, it feels like this guy wants his bag. Yes, Tom.
I wouldn't pretend to understand the emotions of the moment, but I think that's where it got bad, the shove, and then continuing on your merry way instead of something clicking and saying, you know, maybe help the guy up or take an extra second to make sure he wasn't too injured from your shove. As upsetting as it was, and it looked embarrassing, and the two players banged into each other and they lost a big division game, I think you got to somehow stop for a second with all the cameras on you to look like you care that this guy was just shoved.
I see. So when you had your onion bagel meltdown, did you check on the girl who didn't supply the onion bagel? Did you take a minute to calm down? Did you go back and say, I apologize for berating you for no onion bagel?
I would like to think if I threw something at her or shoved her.
You berated her. You berated her.
I was very disappointed.
Did you go back?
Maybe I should have. I kind of took it out on her.
It's yes or no. Did you go back?
I did not go back.
Okay, that's what I asked you.
I should have not taken it out
on her. Do we know how she's doing?
She could have emotional distress. She might have quit the job as soon as I pulled out of there.
Yeah.
I heard she was fired.
Yeah.
Could you not have onion bagels? And what do you mean you don't make tuna anymore? These are basic things at a bagel.
Yes, Paul.
How about this for a solution so we get this out of the courtrooms, out of the legal system? Devontae Adams has to be a camera technician for the next game. He misses the game. Yeah. He has to run cable, do tech. Yeah. And the other guy gets to play wide receiver for the Raiders for a game and a full game check.
By the way, DraftKings has updated Super Bowl odds. Buffalo Bills, the prohibitive favorite, followed by the Chiefs, Eagles, Buccaneers, Packers, Niners. Let's see. What else do I have here? You can bet on the Eagles going 17-0 this season. That's a +1600. Got the big game, the showdown with the Cowboys coming up on Sunday night. Dak going to be able to play? If he does play, is he going to run the same offense as Cooper Rush? I don't know. I laugh when I look at the other networks, and they have to. It's almost like they're federally mandated. How do we get the Cowboys? How do we make this a big deal? You start on Monday. ESPN started looking forward to Sunday, next Sunday, with the Cowboys and the Eagles. I'm like, we haven't even digested Monday, done the Monday night game, and now all of a sudden, Eagles-Cowboys showdown on Sunday night. How about we give it a couple days there? You know? Feel like, I got to squeeze that in. By the way, do you know what happened on this day, Paulie?
This day in sports history?
This day in sports history.
I don't.
It happened in 2020. Big deal. Let's see.
Is it archery related? Did you go to me because of this?
No. No. You do this day in sports history. That's why I went to you. Todd does scoreboard, not to be confused with this day in sports history. Yes, Seton.
So now, are you now a second person stealing Paul's bit?
No.
Second or third?
Second. Well, it could be third.
Okay. You know what? The fact that he doesn't know what it is leads me to believe that he didn't do his homework on this day in sports history.
I usually learn it from Fritzy Scoreboard or you with your prep that you get before the show.
I might know what it is because it may be one of the numbers that I've got on the scoreboard, though.
Okay, you got 80.
I think I have a 20 there.
80 and a 20. Well, that's 2020. Mm.
So I don't want to give it away, but I think I know where you're going with that.
Okay.
For the big reveal.
Okay.
I think.
Do you want to take a break and then?
Yeah, we could do that.
Well, if
teaser.
We take a break, are you going to cheat, Paulie?
No. ask me directly if I'm not going to cheat, I'm not going to cheat.
Okay. I think I caught you almost cheating.
October 11th, 2020?
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Okay. Right.
We don't want to burst your bubble, but you should probably reveal what it is. You should probably reveal what it is. But lucky, we can wait till after the break.
Lucky for you, that didn't help me at all.
Yeah, it still doesn't mean anything.
Not a thing.
Oh, okay. Let's take a break then.
It's our little secret joke. That's nice. Just between the two of us.
Stop it.
I didn't make that noise just now.
All right.
He wasn't even sure if he should have shown up.
Why don't you try to get a hold of Jenna Tulls?
I didn't try.
Yeah.
Been trying to get a hold of those for a while.
Yes, and nobody else is. Yeah.
He's been getting a hold of his own too much.
13.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do.
Yeah. Holding your own genitals. All right, we'll come back. Eli Manning talks about a replay for roughing the passer. We ask him in the first hour. Take a break. Back after this. Dan Patrick Show. This message is brought to you by Discover. Did you know that you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection, the latest innovation from Discover?
Now we do.
Yes. Discover helps you regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data, and they can do it for free. Activate the Discover app, discover.com/online privacy protection. discover.com/online privacy protection. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform. slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We will hear from Eli Manning talking about roughing the passer. Should we have replay? He'll join us here in a moment. We'll bring back a comment that he had from the first hour of the program. Make sure you sign up for the DP Show newsletter. Comes out every day at 6 Eastern. Recaps everything that we've had on the show. A lot of reaction to my lime green sweatshirt today. And Paulie said, is it lime or is it a crime? Is
lime that, or crime?
Lime or crime. I'm kind of channeling Kyler Murray, my good buddy, because he had a lime green suit on.
With no shirt under the jacket.
No, I do have a shirt underneath, but also the Queen of England. She would sometimes wear a lime green outfit. And so I'm in good company there. I like it. Yeah. Yeah, Marv.
It works because you don't have lime green pleated bell-bottom pants on.
Like so, Kyler Murray did.
Correct. So if you have something dark, I'm always good with a bright blazer with dark slacks.
Yeah.
So you're in good company. Right. Well, not with Kyler, but.
Yes, Todd.
It's like extra bright on camera. I'm just looking at it like there was some kind of nuclear spill or something like that.
Okay.
Or you try to keep Superman away.
Maybe I got slimed.
You may have gotten slimed.
Maybe a little Nickelodeon.
I love it.
Yes. Yes, Paul.
Kyler's didn't look like a suit. It looked like a pantsuit.
It had a Hillary Clinton pantsuit.
As you wish.
Yes.
Very clearly.
Yes, Seton.
Very clearly. And it was also, it was the color with the power suit, pantsuit, with the numerous pleats running through the pants.
And no shirt underneath.
I'm more okay with the no shirt underneath. Mm.
You got to be undepleated to wear that.
The pleats.
Oh, okay.
Undepleted.
Yeah. Undepleted.
All right.
The Mannings are lead the league in pleated pants, by the way.
All right, I gave you a hint. I said something happened that was really big on this day, 2 years ago, on this day. Yeah, Paul?
NBA team won the title in the bubble?
Yes.
Lakers?
That would be the only team that's been in the bubble.
My memory.
But, yeah.
Yeah, the bubble title.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the hint, the bubble.
Took like 9 minutes to figure it out.
Yeah, yeah. Fritzy said, you know.
Yeah, they want to burst your bubble.
Yeah, burst your bubble.
Let you announce it.
Yeah, LeBron James named the Finals MVP, first player to win the award with three different teams as they beat the Heat 106-93. That seems like a lot longer than 2 years ago, but and that was the other thing. The odd part of when the NBA season was going to end, it was on this date in 2022. Also on this date in 1992, Deion Sanders played for the Falcons in a loss in Miami. Then he flies to Pittsburgh. He suits up for the Braves game. That was game 5 of the NLCS and a loss to the Pirates. He did not play in that game. But Deion trying to double dip. But Brian Jordan did this as well for the Braves and the Falcons. But I don't know if he did it for two teams in one day. Feels like Deion did play football and baseball in the same day. Does that sound right? Bo Jackson never did that. But I'm curious if Brian Jordan did football, baseball same day. Yeah, Paul.
I know it's apples and oranges, but Tony Stewart, the race car driver, he rode in the Indy 500 or in Indy, in a race at Indy. I don't think it's the Indy 500. He rode in a
that
race.
That was the Brickyard.
Yeah, the Brickyard, yep. And then he raced at, the Coca-Cola 600 the same day. So
There's been a few drivers who've done that.
He's done the double twice.
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
It's weird because Deion and Bo, they're both obviously two great two-sport athletes. But we look at Bo more like a myth.
Yes.
And we don't look at Deion that way. Is there like is it because of the size?
You guys, Deion didn't get hurt. So we saw, you know, Bo had this like long home runs and long TD run and powerful. And it felt like he was coming out of a comic book. Deion was just an unbelievable player. But Bo felt like there was something more to Bo Jackson. And we didn't get to see all of it either. Because he could have been a Hall of Famer, it felt like, in either sport. And he was neither. Yeah, Mark.
It's amazing. Michael Jordan's maybe the only other guy I can think of where we have YouTube, but we still look at them as myths. Like, I can't even believe that. Well, it's on YouTube. I still can't believe he did that.
Yes, Paulie.
If you look at Bo Jackson's numbers after he was injured, he was still a solid player. He had, like, his last year in the bigs, 300 at-bats, 225 at-bats, he hit 280. It's just that hip injury wouldn't go away.
Oh, we did hear back from the NFL.
Just moments ago.
Yeah, because we ask about instant replay for these sacks, you know, where they're going to, you know, call a penalty on a defensive player. And we heard back from the PR department, which is very good with the NFL. They've always gotten back to us. Teams can propose rule changes, as can the competition committee. Instant replay and what plays should or should not be subject to replay review is a consistent topic of discussion in every offseason. I'm sure this year will be no different. An important stat for context, through week 5, roughing the passer penalties are down 45% from last year, 51 to this year, 28. This is what I want to know. Since the Tua play, how many of these penalties have been called? So, yes, I was told that the roughing the passer penalties are down from last year. What's the number in these last couple of weeks? Because I'm going to guess you probably have an uptick here in the number of roughing the passer penalties. If we could find that out. Last year, 51. This year, 28. Okay, of the 28, how many have come in the last 2 weeks? If we can find that out. Jordan in Ohio. Hi, Jordan. What's on your mind today, Jordan?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. First a comment, then a question. I'm headed to Vegas end of this month, man, and the first thing I want to do when I get out there is hit the high limit tables, pull out a wad of cash out of my corduroy, freshly sealed Velcro Dan Patrick wallet. But outside of that, so my question is, I'm on board with what you're saying about the NFL, you know, with the overreacting, reacting thing. My question is, are we as society maybe kind of a part to, I don't know if I want to say to blame, but part of that kind of that lit that fire as far as the NFL reacting to our reaction of, you know, the improper handling of, you know, to a situation? Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, Jordan. I mean, I would hope that the NFL just reacted this way, but it felt like it was the overall reaction from society, not just football fans. Paulie, what's happened in the last 2 weeks compared to the previous 3 weeks on roughing the passer?
In the first 3 weeks of the NFL season, there was 10 roughing the passer penalties called, first 3 weeks. In the past 2 weeks, there have been 14 called.
Okay. See, that's the number that the NFL has to acknowledge.
Percentage-wise, it's up drastically.
Yes. So they can say last year to this year, absolutely. But since Tua got hurt, there's been more, you know, in those 2 weeks. And 8 happened this week. Yes. Yeah,
this is what they do, though, right? They make a thing a priority and then spend a couple of weeks just blowing it out.
Yes. Yes. Here's Eli Manning joined us in the first hour on me proposing replay for roughing the passer penalty.
I think you could. I think I'd be in favor of replay to see whether, hey, that was truly a a foul. Just because it's such a big play. A lot of times it's third down, and it's whether it's like a turnover basically. It's whether, hey, you're getting the ball back or 15 yards first down. I mean, that's a huge play. You get someone an extra 15 yards and a first down. I think, the chances of points being scored is going to go way up after that. And so I'd be okay with replay just because it becomes such a huge play.
All right. So that's Eli in the first hour. Yes, Eli.
But then, okay, so let's start reviewing now the roughing the passer calls. But there's a lot of people who say that the defensive holding call on that missed field goal was the biggest call of the night last night, and nobody's really talking about that. So why are we going to allow those to go on without things being reviewed? You know what I mean?
Because stars don't get hurt. That's all it is. You're protecting the investment. It's like you go to a movie theater and then you go, you go to Broadway. And then you go, oh, the star's not there. Okay, you're still watching a Broadway play, but the star's not there. We tune in to see stars. And we tune in to see these quarterbacks. And it feels like every year, at some point in the season, later in the season, you go, oh, it's Chad Henne versus Mason Rudolph. And then you're going,
dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, that's just not the same. You know, when you show the promo for the game coming up, but you can't show the quarterback, but you go, Cam Hayward versus Myles Garrett, Browns, Steelers. And you're like, oh, they don't have any quarterbacks to promote. Yeah, Paul.
You know what they always do with Bears versus Packers? Like Aaron Rodgers and the Packers versus the gritty, gutty Chicago Bears.
Monsters of the Midwest.
Yeah, they talk about the history from 80 years ago because there's no Bears to feature.
Yes, Marv.
You're going to see more Dick Butt kiss than, than anybody
Justin
on the current
Justin Fields.
For sure.
Speaking of quarterbacks or lack thereof, Ron Rivera, the Commanders head coach. Well, here's the question, and here's the coach's response.
Why do you think the teams in the division are farther ahead at this point?
Quarterback.
I mean, with quarterback, like the Cowboys, for instance, they don't have Dak Prescott this season and still have been able to
win. They started with Dak, and they built around Dak, and the offense is built around Dak. Their backup's a guy that is very solid inside of what they do. And the truth is that this is a quarterback-driven league. And if you look at the teams that have been able to sustain success, they've been able to build it around a specific quarterback.
Okay. Normally you don't get an honest answer like that. The biggest difference. Okay, so why haven't you built a good enough team in Washington where you could get a serviceable quarterback like Cooper Rush? Like Carson Wentz should be a serviceable enough quarterback that you could win. Cooper Rush, nobody knows of him, hadn't heard of him. Now all of a sudden it's like Cooper Rush, question mark, starter, question mark, quarterback kind. No. Dallas has done a better job than Washington does. Tell me about Washington's defense. Where does Washington rank, let's say, in turnovers this year? Forced turnovers, sacks and turnovers. So we want to put this all in Carson Wentz. And I can put a lot on it because I don't think he's a good quarterback anymore. Not where he was, where he was an elite quarterback. He was going to win the MVP. The Washington defense is ranked where, Paulie?
25th.
Okay. Is that all on Carson Wentz?
The offense is also ranked 25th.
So okay.
Even Steven.
So I can blame Carson Wentz. I got to blame some other people here. But it is a surprising answer from the head coach when he's like, what's the difference? Quarterback. Not all quarterback here. Yeah, Paul.
Imagine if Ron Rivera was in the mood to be honest. The next question was like, why haven't the Redskins Commanders won in 20 years? Ownership. Well, I have you here. What do you think of Roger Goodell? Can't stand him. Can't replace him. He just starts spurting out truths.
Yeah. Wait, what's it? Liar, liar, yeah. With Jim Carrey?
Can't he, What do you think of Daniel Snyder? He's an embarrassment. Yeah. I have to clean up his messes.
Yeah.
He's on a boat.
Cheater. Hater. Hate him. What do you think of the commissioner? Hate him.
And he just kind of comes back. He's like, what did I just say? Yeah. What did I do?
What do you think of Carson Wentz? Not any good. Yeah.
Garbage.
Yeah. You played on the Bears. One hit wonder. Overrated.
Should have started.
Yeah. Let's see. Andrew in California. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. 5'11", 225. I'm 32 years old, man. I've been a Raider fan since 2002. We've had two winning seasons since then, and every year we start a season with hope and get left disappointed. We've had zero discipline for as long as I can remember. We always shoot ourselves in the foot and find a way to screw it up. Yesterday on 3rd and 4th and 1, we had Jacobs averaging 6 yards a carry, and we threw the ball twice. At that point, you got to run it, leave yourself an opportunity, and you just need a field goal. I'm just frustrated, Dan. After 20 years, I don't know what to do. It sucks being a Raiders fan. The only thing that sucks more is the front row.
Oh, the front row.
We don't suck more than the Raiders.
I don't know.
I've been to more playoffs in the past 20 years.
Okay.
Quick last minute, hour three poll question. Who sucks more, Raiders front row?
We never give you any false hope that we're going to be great.
That is true.
Never admit.
Yeah. Expectations never run high with the front row.
Could be a push if you look at the whole body of work. I didn't want to.
Do you remember Nick Bakay?
Oh yeah,
when he was at SportsCenter, and he was the first to give you the he would look at gambling without really looking at gambling, and he's been a really successful guy, kind of behind the scenes in Hollywood. But I thought he was a funny guy, Nick Bakay, where he would go give you one side, the other side, and you go advantage. Push. Really, really funny guy. Jeff in Buffalo.
Hey, how is everybody today?
Great, Jeff.
Calling about a call that was overlooked last year and how it relates to this year and Chris Jones and everybody else who's going through it this year. Jerry Hughes was running down Mac Jones last year. Just as he touched him, gets to the sideline, says, uh-oh, can't do this. He's putting him on the ground, and he eases him to the ground. He gets a flag anyway. What the referees did then, or what the referees can do last night, they got together, they talked it over, said, look, he can't just stop. They picked up the flag. If referees get together, you don't need replay. All you need is just, you're on a crew, talk to your members.
Yeah, but you're right, Jeff. Thanks for the phone call. But this month, that's not going to happen. They're going to over-punish. It's an over-correction. This is the unofficial Protect the Quarterback Month.
Are they going to have a flyover?
Yes. Yeah, going to be a big party. Protect the Quarterback Month. By the way, if you're this cameraman or this technician who got knocked over by Devontae Adams after the game last night, he filed a police report. I don't know what his injuries are, not life-threatening, but would you sue Devontae Adams? Todd, would you sue if you were helping on the sidelines at the mothership? Let's say you're not making a lot of money, you're freelancing, and you have some equipment, and Devontae Adams comes off field and knocks you down.
If I had a legitimate injury, I'd just be looking for taking care of
it. Let's say no injury. Let's say your ego is hurt. You're embarrassed.
And I want to get money off of this.
Well, yeah.
I would not. Because I think karma-wise, then all of a sudden I would get sick or I'd have a real injury because of my pretend injury. I believe in stuff like that. I wouldn't pretend to have had any kind of injury.
Seton, what would you do?
I'm not. It's just hurt feelings?
Yeah.
No, I'm not suing anybody.
Marv?
No, absolutely not.
What if you don't have any money?
That brick of Coke is always going to come on the shore
who's
of Miami.
Who and what's what?
Paulie, so you don't have a brick of Coke on you.
Would you sue?
No. But again, I'm not like you said, a freelance guy making 40 grand or something like that. People do things like that a lot. I mean, I would think that most people would.
Yes, Todd.
And you'd be a lot more embarrassed if someone saw you out in the street days later after you pretended you had you suffered a leg injury and there you are running around with your friends playing Nerf football.
Yes,
is that dude out there like working for minimum wage?
I don't know anything about him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either. But it feels like if you're working on the sideline of a game, it might come with at least some money.
No, ask Marv.
No, you're all right.
You're all right?
Yeah, you're not living check. If you're even those entry level gigs, No, you'll take that.
Wait, well, what's entry level? What's the money that you can make as somebody who is running cable or, you know, holding a mic stand for a game?
For a game, like per hour, $30 to $40 an hour.
Okay. So you're going to make $150, $200 a game?
Oh, you make more. You're there all day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. From like you're setting up and then you're breaking down also.
So
you're there for maybe 12
least,
hours?
At least $500, $600?
Yeah.
Okay.
That before taxes? Yep.
All right. Yeah, Paul.
There's not seven games a week. You know, like if you live in Vegas and you work eight home games and you pick up some basketball and you pick up some stuff, you may be working 30 events. You're doing UNLV basketball and you're one of those tech guys who does freelance here. You're week to week.
That's not your only job.
Well, plus
if you're a freelance employee, you find your own work. You're probably doing something like working on a national radio show and then doing that stuff on the week. And
like someone we know.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, like Marv. Freelance. Yeah.
Either way, I don't know what the guy's money status is, but I mean, yeah, I guess he can look at that as some type of a little bit of a lottery ticket, but I don't know.
Could you sue successfully?
What damages?
I don't know. I haven't heard it. You know, did he bang his head? Did he, you know, scrape himself? What, Todd?
And you can't do pain and suffering. What, on social media? Look how he got in the way and he got knocked over. So I don't think you can really play.
I don't know. I think you can.
Really?
Yeah, Paulie.
I know a guy a long time ago. He got in a small car accident. And I'm embarrassed to say this because he was a friend. He was not injured whatsoever. And he actually said he wasn't injured. He told me. But he faked it and said, I told the doctor I have headaches and they won't go away. Mm. It's really hard to disprove headaches for a doctor. Mm. It's almost impossible. It's your word. He got $75,000 out of the insurance company. Wow. Now, he gets two-thirds of that. That's $50,000. And for a fact, he told me he was not injured. I was like, that's fascinating. But they can't disprove certain injuries, certain dilemmas.
All right. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. My thanks to Eli Manning, Chris Mad Dog Russo, Roger Bennett, Men in Blazers. Go out and buy that book. He's a very, very funny man. Make sure you go to danpatrick.com. A lot of great things. Penny's Bang Biscuits, two different sizes for your puppy, for training methods, or just, want to say great job. We use healthy, all-natural ingredients, handmade from scratch, and 20% of all Bang Biscuit sales given back to hand-picked partners in the pet industry, plus the tailgate bundle, the dog treats, also available, danpatrick.com. And got a big surprise coming up in a couple of weeks. Huge.
Huge.
Huge. No hints. No hints. That'll be coming up. danpatrick.com. All right, final results of the poll questions. Seton O'Connor.
Dan, hour three poll question. Your hoodie today, crime or lime? Right now, 55% of the audience went with crime. I'm sorry.
Are you kidding me?
I think that those are people who just get the show, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm,
yeah.
I'm standing up.
It's a good look.
It's bright. Mm.
Yeah, you're not going to get hit by a car.
So I can say, man, I'm bright, and I can be truthful there. I am bright.
Highlighter.
Thank you. Yeah, it's more of a highlighter green.
People are asking if it was actually a tribute to Digger because you had your highlighter in your hand that actually matched your hoodie.
Phelps.
That's very much a shout out to Digger.
Digger Phelps did the whole highlighter thing. So I got the.
That's spot on.
Yeah. All right. I love green. Favorite color? Do you have a favorite color?
Doesn't it vary as you go through
no.
life?
No. Mine's green. Wall to wall, green.
I haven't really thought about that since I was like 7. So
yeah, but if you buy a car, if you buy a piece of artwork or furniture or rug, does the color? You're a D-bag.
D-bag.
Yeah, yeah.
Accurate.
Yeah, it's a bar in Westover, Vermont. D-bags.
Great place.
Yeah, Dover Bar, West Dover Bar and Grill. It's called D-bags.
Yeah, the locals call it the bag.
The bag.
Great.
All right. Do you have a favorite color, Paul?
Mine's plaid, which is a pattern.
Okay.
But I'm also going to go with green.
All right. Todd, you got a favorite color?
I guess orange.
Okay. All because of the bronze.
And the Astro. Yeah, I'm orange.
All right. So, Seton, you don't have a favorite color?
I'm a gray.
Dark gray?
Yeah, it's probably whatever various shades of gray.
Matte, dark, muted gray.
Yeah. What's the Counting Crows song? Doesn't he say that his favorite color is gray, Mr. Jones?
And me?
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
Is Seton's favorite book 50 Shades of Gray?
Oh,
it's an autobiography, if you know what I mean.
And his favorite show is Grey's Anatomy. Hey-o. Whoa! Oh, we're idiots.
Pretty much.
Richard in Arizona. Hi, Richard. How are you?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, listen, last week you were talking a lot about Todd Rundgren's Bang the Drum.
Yeah.
And how much you liked it. I've been a cheesehead since Lombardi. Here's a little bit of trivia. Since 1995, it reported 1995, every single time the Packers score a touchdown at Lambeau, that song is played. And if you listen real carefully before they cut away to commercial after a touchdown, you can hear it. And at London, because the Packers had home field advantage, Bang the Drum was played when they scored a touchdown.
Oh, well, they didn't play it enough. Bob Costas, the great Bob Costas on the show tomorrow. Marcellus Wiley. Gosh, I remember when we talked to him when he played for the Chargers.
Yeah, he used to be on regularly.
Yeah, he's a big-time podcaster and TV show guy. He'll join us coming up. This day in sports history, Paulie, do you have one?
Most of them are taken. Let's see here. Something happened with Babe Ruth, I'm sure. Yeah. Now, how about this one? 1984, Mario Lemieux of the Pittsburgh Penguins made his debut in the NHL against the Boston Bruins. He scored a goal on his first NHL shift. Yikes. He's almost underrated.
Yeah, he is.
Gretzky soaks it up
so
much.
Had he been healthy, he'd be the greatest hockey player of all time, in my opinion.
If either Bird or Lemieux didn't have back injuries,
Todd, what'd you learn today?
Eli Manning usually dresses normally for Halloween and just throws on a Chucky mask, but he'd consider going as Brother Peyton.
We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. We could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time, and that's amazing. Learn more. Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Thanks for the phone call. Sorry I didn't get to all of those. Hope you'll join us tomorrow on the program. For Todd, for Seton, for Marvin, Paulie, all the backroom guys, I'm Dan Patrick. I'll talk to you tomorrow. One more item as we close out this Tuesday show. I love sports. Been doing it all my life. It's sort of like what Tire Rack does to tires. They love tires. They've been doing it since 1979. So our careers are pretty similar. We kind of mirror each other. Right tires for how and what and where you drive. They have experts, a team of experts. Also, the website packed with information, advice, and tools that make buying the right tires a snap. Now, sometimes you can go to a website and go, there's too much information. It's going to take you about 2 minutes or less to get a personalized tire recommendation. And they sell only the best. The Sumitomo's full lineup that delivers a wide range of high performance, all season, off-road capabilities. Tire installation on your terms. Game changer. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. They have free road hazard protection, fast free shipping with their deliveries, and little as 1 day. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real. Wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.